Hi, and welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Kelly Hatley, and today is December the 4th. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide. Each day, we will be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You will also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we are working from today is O Come, Emmanuel, and the sixth stanza says, O come, thou wisdom from on high, who ordered all things far and nigh, to us the path of knowledge show, and cause us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Our scripture for today comes from two passages. The first, Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. The second comes from James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Today's stanza from the Advent carol, O Come, Emmanuel, deals with wisdom and our desire to seek it. In Proverbs chapter 2, Solomon gives a discourse to his son on how to obtain wisdom. In verses 3 and 4, Solomon lays out the way one should go about obtaining it. We know from James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, that God desires to give us wisdom. Again, from the scripture, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. In verse 4, Solomon uses an analogy of the act of pursuing something precious, such as silver, and searching for it as hidden treasure, as the way to gain wisdom. Verse 3 encourages us all to call out for insight and to cry aloud for understanding. When I read this verse, I feel that this is an encouragement for us to pray more than a simple, help me know what to do kind of prayer. I sense an urgency in the text and a real drive to call upon God to reveal his understanding to us. After all, as James has already reminded us, we are also told to ask God for wisdom. Thankfully, the writer of James reminds us that God desires to give us wisdom when asked, but we are also encouraged to ask God in faith without doubting. This is a hard thing for many of us to do, myself included. I have found that it takes determination and devotion to set aside an unhurried time of prayer to call earnestly on the Lord to give me wisdom. Too often, I think the pace of our lives results in quick, scattered prayers for guidance, which do not reflect the intensity outlined in the verses above. While I know that God hears all our prayers, I believe also that the act of a concentrated pursuit and search for God's wisdom on our part will help us to be open to God's voice imparting his wisdom when it comes to us. Today, carve out some time to sit with the stanza of the carol, the reading from Proverbs 2, and the additional reading from James 1, 5, and 6. Take the time to read them all, then spend some quality time searching for the hidden treasure of God's wisdom concerning the situations you are facing in life. God is there ready to impart his wisdom to us. Maybe we just need to be in search mode to hear his still small voice as he offers the wisdom for which we pursue and search.